Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. You just laughed. Is it? It is, isn't it?
No.
What is it? I'm not sure what you guys are talking about.
Wow. That's because you put your headphones on and stopped listening to me.
Well, I was, you know.
I was busy apologizing to everybody.
Oh, for
it's
what?
It's a standard thing. It's normal. Thing.
Are you sure?
It's not your fault.
It's not a make good?
It's not a make good.
All right.
What happened?
Well, there was a commercial that went down around here yesterday that somebody
ruined. Oh, no, that was
ruined.
Funny. Oh, my God. You ruined it. You're the one who ruined it. If it was ruined, it wasn't even ruined. It was great. I liked it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm the one that ruined it.
No.
I was the one.
No
I was just apologizing.
Was
that's
no
what I'm
ruin.
Saying. I'm
You're
sorry.
Ruining is what they signed up for.
What I'm trying
basically
to say is...
Basically, what you get with the Sarah and Vinny show is a ruined commercial.
Yes.
I feel like that might have been a make good, so I was trying to say, I'm sorry.
What was our slogan?
Was
Sarah and Vinny, we can't.
Yeah, we can't. Just tell everyone, just automatic, no, we can't.
I took that farm theme yesterday one too far.
Yeah. Can you guys do can you guys?
Yeah. We can't.
Yeah. We can't. Oh, my God.
We can, however, get up extra early to watch
Big Brother,
which I did.
Last night on Big Brother. Should we get over with what happened?
This, you know what? Unless you have something specific to say. I mean, it's just...
There's three folks left? Is that what it was? I started to read a story, and I think
there are three people
else.
Left.
You know, we make commentary on a lot of things, and often we only are going based on the information we've got, which is often very little.
Yep.
And so, but that's the show, and that's the job, and so I do it, and then I feel bad because I realize I didn't...
Because we can't.
Cliff's an idiot. That dude, he seems nice enough. I'm sure he's fine. He probably
can't
could out,
he's still there.
He could outsmart me in a lot of different ways.
No,
but for him to be standing
farming.
There and acting like this guy is going to take him instead of his girlfriend. And
in
then he,
what world?
And then right. And then he acts like, oh, what is his wife's name? Sharon. I can't. Like, dude. Would you leave your wife or girlfriend sitting there? No, no one would.
No, and the
you
fact
live
that
with
he
that like,
thought that he could was just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen on
like,
TV.
Julie called him on it, and it was some of her best reporting. Like,
it was.
She really went...
You know what I've noticed about this season? Hmm. This is the first season she's done where she didn't have another job.
Oh.
So right. She's watching it, actually?
She's watching the show. Like, and you can tell.
Mm.
Like, she is fully knows what's good. And she even made some comment like, yeah, when I got here this morning, as we were and watching the camera work, you know, because I guess she had been there, you know, when they're having the big fight. But she's there all day now. This is all she's got to do. She's like, I got to get out of Les Moonves' house. I mean, I'm going to go. She's way better this year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
After 20 years?
Yes, after 20 years of hosting that thing half-assedly, never, literally, seemed like she never watched the show. Like, she had no idea what was going on. She's
whatever
not,
questions
listen,
producers
right,
gave her.
Exactly. She's never going to be Jeff Probst.
Yeah.
And she can't ad-lib her way out of a freaking wet paper bag. But she called him on, she's like, so do you think it was a mistake to get rid of Tommy then?
I just...
Which it was. That was their mistake.
Well, yeah, but even as he's sitting there talking to Mickey and trying to say we had it, I'm just thinking, you're too stupid.
Look at that guy.
You
he's
can't
with
even
Holly.
Be in this conversation on TV.
You're too stupid to be in this conversation.
Without people thinking what I'm thinking.
He is delusional.
To have thought that.
For and, even a half second.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I'm delusional because for a minute there, I didn't think that guy was going to win. The guy that we're talking about.
Who's going to win?
When they went to the jury and they showed some of the jury stuff,
uh-huh.
I went, oh, they're going to give it to him. They think he's one of those guys is like, he's the greatest player of all time.
You know what, though? There are some sane minds in there that are saying, but the social game.
Yeah, but that's not how that's going to go when the
vote
comes.
Because people are... Well, listen, and the fact that they're still having fights over whether or not someone else respected their game in the jury house. Like, your game's over, guys. Just, you know what? You're just people in a house now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even.
How about that dude?
Which one? Nick?
Is Nick the one that's hooking up with the second
Kat.
Chick? Like, he was telling that Bella girl, I love you.
Mm-hmm. And then he gets asked by a producer, so, you know, you spend any time thinking about Bella? He's like, I'm sorry, who? They put him
on the spot, which I thought was very cute and certainly necessary, because there he is with this other girl fully hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that he parted with because of the game, was supposed to be waiting for him on the other side, has to be thinking, that dude...
Thank God I got away from him.
Well...
Hope she didn't bang him on the show. I don't know who bangs
really?
Who. I do.
You don't think they did it?
Oh,
they
I don't
probably,
know. I'm
people,
saying I hope they
are
didn't.
Saying that they hooked up.
Oh, Bella and Nick?
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
With the After Shark, or whatever it's called, After Dark. What is it?
Oh, yeah, the After Dark stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, we've definitely heard that people do it on that show, mm-hmm. and it's not infrequent.
But if
I'm her, and I didn't, I'd be thanking my lucky stars. It sounds like maybe she's not thanking her lucky stars.
I'm pretty sure.
She's like, I'm a chump.
In the early days of this reality TV, there may have been people involved who would have not done that.
Right.
But I think 20 years later, people are going, this is my time.
This is my chance. This is the time of my
this
life.
This is my 15 minutes.
I'm going to shine.
I'm doing it all.
And they put young, hot people in there. And then usually one old dude or one old lady or something, you know. They throw in someone
Cliff.
Our age, so we're... Yeah. But you know what? Cliff did not do our generation any
justice.
How old is he?
50.
Oh, he's only 50? I'm older than that dude?
Yeah.
I'm older than Cliff.
He,
that hurts me. That actually...
Story.
My liver just failed. I need a kidney transplant. I'm dying inside.
I read some story this morning that said Cliff kept going 1-4-3... His last name is Sharon, right?
He's got some...
So 1-4-3-1, I love you,
right.
Sharon.
1-4-love-3,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm very interested to see, because he's...
That's cute.
He's very...
Stupid.
No, yes. I know that part, but I can't find the word I'm looking for.
Cliff's 53.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, you're the same age.
No, I'm not 53 yet. Thank the Lord.
He's very vocal about his love for his wife and how much he misses her.
Yeah.
And, God, what is that term? But he's very, I wonder though, if that continues when she's in the room or if he's like, oh, hey, Sharon. And then like, you know what I mean? Like,
business.
I don't know if he's.
Right. Is he draped all over her at all times?
I don't see.
He seems like he would be.
Does
Look
he?
Look at him. Yeah. He's a doof.
I feel like.
Well, he's hoping she'll put out, you know.
Demonstrative was the damn word I was looking for. So he's very like vocal, but I don't know that he'll be that guy when she gets
their,
into the room. He'll be like,
private moments.
You again. All right. You anyway.
Yeah.
I wonder.
She's a lucky
luck to
girl.
His dog.
Right. I know.
He's one of those guys.
He's like, hey, no one's doing my laundry. Cook my meals for me.
Right.
I'm doing that other stuff I like.
Right. Exactly. The
yeah.
other stuff.
No, I mean, I hope that I hope he does have this love that he professes to have. I think it's, you know, it's lovely.
So
it's nice
gotta
that he's
be
actually
wrapping
thinking
up,
about
right?
it.
It's
there.
Wrapping up.
So
it's
this
over.
Less than a week.
This Sunday?
No, mm-hmm. It's Wednesday,
oh,
I think.
Wouldn't go against the Emmys this Sunday, I suppose.
No. So Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, it's 8:00 to 9:30 is the Big Brother
the
finale. 9:30 to
Survivor.
11 is Survivor.
I feel like it was the 24th. Is the date, Sarah?
Oh,
that
I thought it was.
What it is.
I thought it was Wednesday the 25th. But I, you know what? I don't.
Somewhere in my
know.
Notes.
What the hell do I know?
You're right.
Oh, it's Wednesday,
September 25th.
Okay, so there are two episodes left. There's a Sunday episode and the Wednesday episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're just about done. I mean, unless a miracle happens mm-hmm. and somehow Nicole, she's got to win the final HOH. That's what it comes down to. If she wins that, then maybe she can actually get rid of Mickey. But if not, it's Holly and Mickey. And Mickey wins. The end. Foregone conclusion.
Yeah, I'm
unless
some
miracle
it.
Happens. And Nicole somehow reaches down into the well of her soul and pulls out a win.
Listening
Good luck.
To them talk about, that was just the last straw for me, where they're talking about, I can't believe Mickey used this excuse to not stick to his deal with.
It's unbelievable.
In what world did you think, you stupid dummies heads, like, right. In what, why would you think the guy that, he's sharing his bed with her. He's not voting her out.
Right.
And in his dumb head, he knows he can beat her.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, yeah, I'm bringing her.
Hell yeah, I'm bringing Holly.
Because
if he couldn't beat her, he really, this dude is harsh. If he, even if he loved her with everything that he was, which he doesn't, by the way, as soon as they get out of there, that's over. Or maybe I'll give it a month. He would vote her out if he thought he couldn't beat her, because that's just who he is. He's only bringing her because he can beat her.
Right.
I don't even think he could beat Nicole.
I
think she might be the one person he couldn't have beaten.
And the other fallback is, well, so if some world where Holly wins, some Twilight Zone world where Holly wins, well, I'm doing her, so I'll get half that money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in the
or
back
she'll
of that,
at least buy me a monster truck, because you know that's what he wants. And then I'll split. Good
right.
Lord. Oh, my God.
Okay, you're going to pay my rent, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I live with my mom. Yeah, monster truck.
Right.
Someone says Sunday's show is going to be about the three reflecting about the summer on Big Brother.
The answer's no, I won't
then
be
Then I won't
there
be
for
watching that.
That.
Mm. You know what? If they do that, that's such a cop-out. That would suck so hard. It's...
No.
They do that, though. They definitely have shows like that. F that show. God damn it.
510 says, hey, today's my son's 15th birthday. Can you wish Eric a good one? I love playing it for him after school when I pick him up. Embarrasses him, but whatever. Love you guys.
Eric. Happy 15th birthday. It's a big one.
15 is a good one.
Mm-hmm. It goes fast, man. Believe me. I was just 15, like 15 minutes ago. I don't know how it happened. I remember that year acutely.
Yeah.
15.
Mm. I was still a little virgin.
I was ripping the world up at that point.
I wasn't.
Oh,
not me.
God. It was
all
like
I cared about
hard.
Was my horse. All I cared about.
I liked
boys a lot.
Putting hard years on my body.
Oh, I wasn't even interested in boys until I was probably 16 or more. Yeah, I was not putting anything. I don't even think I'd ever been drunk by the time I was 15. Yeah. Oh, I smoked pot, though, for sure.
Yeah.
You want to hear a weird thing that just hit me?
Yeah, I had been drunk. What do I know?
From that age.
You're too drunk to remember you were drunk.
Age area. Uh-huh. We have time, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Just talk nonsense.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Like 5 minutes.
All right. So do you remember there was this lady that hit me up on Facebook one time, and she was someone that I went to high school with, and she was someone from my list of people I've had sex with.
Uh-huh.
And when she did, I wrote her and was like, hey, so, you know, and then somewhere in there just jokingly was like, man, how about that night when we did it? You know, thanks. That was so fun. And she wrote me back. I told you guys this.
Yeah, I don't remember
what she said.
She
wrote me back and was like, oh my God. Like, I can't believe you brought that up. I totally have tried to forget about my horrible behavior in my youth.
Oh, and I was like, kind of remembered this on the Secret
yeah,
Show.
That's yeah, right.
Oh, was this on the Secret
I
Show?
I think so.
It's your
Where's
story
the cone? Yeah. I guess.
It's your story, Vin.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You tell your own stories whenever you want.
So I was like, okay, you know, whatever. She's turned to God and she's a different person now. Yeah. And I get that. And I didn't, you know, I'm grateful and still an. It's right. still a very fond memory of mine.
No matter how she might be feeling about it.
So I'm talking to my friend... I'm talking to a friend of mine.
Uh-huh. Billy.
I know which one, sure.
Jesus
Got
Christ.
It.
What's wrong with me? And I don't know how, this was just recently. We're talking about, you know, something, and I said, oh, man, that girl hit me up. And I told him the story, and he goes, you boned her too?
Oh, boy.
And I'm
oh,
like,
Billy
you
got her,
boned
huh?
her? And he's like, everybody did. And I'm all, oh, my God, I didn't know that. Thought I was special.
Well,
Dang.
You are special, Vinny.
Yeah, clearly.
Just trying on stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the...
Some girl. We certainly had girls in high school that were, you know...
getting
around. I don't want to say pass. Yeah.
They had a reputation.
Not passed around, got around. Sure.
They got around.
Yeah, that was, yeah. I didn't know. And I, you know, she was like, yeah, where do you want to go? And I lived with my parents. So I went, well, we'll go to my house. She's the one who came
naked
out of,
in the bathroom.
Yeah. So I get her up into my room, but in my house at the house we lived, there was just a landing on the top of the stairs and everything shot off of that. Mm-hmm. And it was a small landing, like a square, yeah, sure. a little square.
And all the doors exited
ran
from
off
that one,
of that.
Right.
And so my parents' room, the bathroom, my room, and my two brothers' rooms. And she comes walking right out onto that landing. My parents' room's right there. And she's topless, and I'm sitting in my bed going, oh,
she just
my
did not care.
God.
I like that girl. Like she's done it before.
Yeah. Well, there's only, you know, when you're a slut for a little while, there's only a few options that you have. You either find God and totally disown that entire, or you just own it and just go, well, it's shaped who I am now.
Yeah. No problem.
I liked being a slut. It was fun.
Oh, so you're speaking from experience.
Oh, I am. Yes. Oh, right. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, I suppose if I found
time.
God, I'd feel bad about it. I don't feel bad about it at all.
Yeah.
You know, I had a great time.
I feel like in high school, that what you just said, super duper
super slut, super slut,
she's super slutty. And then she was having problems with her mom, so her mom had her go to her dad's.
Oh,
and man, what a change! Oh. Like born again.
Oh,
all about the Lord, oh. Which is great for her, and mm-hmm. it changed
sure
her
people.
World and. And it was like, you know, she couldn't hang out with the rest of us anymore.
Well, yeah, you guys are sluts.
Well, no, I wasn't a slut, but, sure. you know, I'd like to do it.
There's a fine line between being a slut and just a chick who likes to do it.
Yeah. Mm. I might have been called a tease, but, you know.
Oh, really? You?
A tease?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, you do.
Well, so you're saying you would go out with people and then not?
Well, during that time, I was going out with different guys every week. So I was just trying guys out.
Yeah.
It was their tryout
But
time.
You'd make out with them, almost all the stuff.
Well,
and
not
then
even
like,
almost all the stuff. Yeah, I might make out, but be like, yeah,
get them all hot and bothered.
Well,
and
they're
then walk
boys.
Away. Sure. I mean, it doesn't
boys
take much.
Boys will get
much.
Hot and bothered by just looking at
Oh, my God,
you.
There's a girl near me.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, did she just look my
Especially
way?
Especially a 15-year-old, Eric.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about Eric. Sorry, Eric. We made that about
Boy,
us.
Eric.
You do you.
Well, yeah. Listen, you know, we always make stuff about us.
Right.
It's our show. We're all just sitting here looking at each other. We can't really make it about you because...
we'll know. Be in trouble.
You are 15.
Oh, back to Big Brother.
His mother's
we
probably
could.
So sorry that she asked for us
brought
to
it up.
We're like, and then we go into our, like what drugs we use and how what sluts we were and...
Sorry,
Eric, I'm sure you're a very nice young man. Just stay on social media where it's safe. Okay, go
ahead. 707 Yuzi, they are bringing the final three of last season for Sunday's episode of Big Brother.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that.
Yeah, I don't
Why?
Know that.
For them to evaluate how everyone did? Or?
Because they're just desperate to fill another show and they don't have much to do, I guess. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. It's a... I hate when they just try to burn time. It's like, just don't do a show.
209 says, Nicola's pulled out some surprising wins. If she were to win next comp and takes out Mickey, she should win.
Well, here's the thing. The final head of household competition is, historically, I don't know if this is what they're going to do, it's three parts. Everybody participates in the first one. The person who wins skips the second comp and faces off with the winner of the second comp in the third comp. So it's a three-part thing. And usually it's like a brain thing, an endurance thing, and an activity thing. I don't know what the other one is. But it's just, you know, he's great at all of those. He's really good at the physical stuff. And he actually pulls out a lot of the brain stuff, too, where they have to remember what happened in what competition, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And he's also, he's like a guy who is built to win, like every competition he's in, he's full on Eye of the Tiger. Like, I am going to kill everyone else in this. Like, he just doesn't, there's no walking, it's running everywhere. I feel like this last competition where he wound up winning it, I think it was the veto. Nicole had all the right answers in her head and she couldn't make herself run. I was like, run! She's walking, picking up her balls to get mm-hmm. back to the. And he is just booking it.
Was she throwing it?
No.
No.
And he only beat her by like 3 minutes, which sounds like a lot. But, you know, I think her time was 14 minutes. His was 11 minutes. It was a pretty lengthy thing. If she had just run, and I get it, it's hot, I guess, you know,
That's just not her deal.
It's not. I mean, she's saying that she's going to fight with every fiber of her body. Well, not the way Cliff does. But, she, you know, my heart explodes, my heart explodes. What? Don't let that happen.
You're on Big Brother, dummy.
I know.
Yikes. Run, Forrest, run!
Yeah. They never stop.
Jeez.
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Happy Friday!
Woo!
Leslie Nichol is on the show today.
Yeah.
So excited. That's Mrs. Patmore. From Downton Abbey.
I gotta look her up.
Yeah, you better look her. I think they did.
I got
a one sheet
for you.
It's all right. Sarah's gonna be in heaven for
I
this.
I am. And you
just watch Sarah.
You've seen her because you've seen
some
Downton
Abbey.
Listen,
I'm here. I'll listen to it. Sure. And if I can contribute, I will. But
all right.
I'm happy for you that you've got
I'm very excited.
Mrs. Padmore.
Oh, Mrs. Padmore. She's amazing. All right. So I'm gonna push this button.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.